Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Jesse Duplantis here.
And Kathy Duplantis.
I tell you what, last
week...
We're back. We're back. Praise God. Now, to you, it's been a week. To us, it's been about a minute.
Yeah. You
know, we're in the same shirt and stuff. We wanted to go to part two. And I want to run over what we said last week. We started out at St. John chapter 6, verse 28 and 29, mm-hmm. when they said, what shall we do that we might work the works of God? And in verse 29 of St. John 6, we said, this is the work of God, that you believe on him whom he hath sent. Not the miracles, not the healings. That's the byproduct of believing. Mm. Just believe on him as a person. That is revelation knowledge. We said that last week. Not intellectual activity. Then we took you over to several other places in St. John, verses 14. Verses 1 says, in this world you have tribulation, but believe in God. If you believe in God, believe also in me. Talking about him as a person. I'm just going over what you saw last week. Then I told you, he said, go do the works that I do and do it greater. Now, how do you do that? You have to develop yourself in believing in him as a person, not him as a religion, but in a person.
Not in the intellect,
Not in the spirit. Intellectual activity cannot even come near revelation
right.
knowledge.
And we talked, I brought out Nicodemus, how he was an intellectual mm-hmm. of the day,
right.
one of the three richest people in Jerusalem, a rabbi of the Sanhedrin court.
Right.
And he came to Jesus at night trying to understand this.
That's correct.
And he tried to believe it in his head. But Jesus told him,
read Finest Nick what his definition of Nicodemus.
Nicodemus was a Jewish rabbi, a member of the Sanhedrin, and one of the three richest men in Jerusalem. Note, Nicodemus is three steps. He came to Jesus. He testified for him. That was in John chapter 7, later on that he did.
Mm-hmm.
And then he did service for him. That was in John 19, which we didn't even go there, but that was after his death. He went with Joseph of Arimathea for the body of Jesus later. So he came at night originally, but he was a firm believer.
The thing about him, he was such an intellectual. When Jesus told him, just believe in me, he said, how can I go into my mother's womb and be reborn? He didn't understand that, you see, because intellectual knowledge cannot touch revelation knowledge, because intellectual activity has range and research, induction and reason, and what's the other one?
Range and research,
induction and reason. So I'll stop right there. And because I got so much on my mind, I want to go into part two.
Yeah.
So we just did you a run over. Now, Kathy said last week that Abraham, Abraham was named to Abraham so that when you saw him, what's your name? I'm a father of many nations, and yet he didn't have any children.
Yeah.
Now, why? What happened? Now he's believing on God. God. Not on what God can do.
Yeah.
God, this is part two now.
Yeah.
So he came to a point where he considered not number one, he staggered not number two, and he was fully persuaded.
That's
100-year-old man
right.
who cannot have sex. His 90-year-old woman cannot have sex, much less a baby. And yet, number four, Isaac was born. That's what happens when you believe on God as a person.
Hmm.
Not as a religious figure, a me person.
Right.
Me. I can't emphasize that enough. I said that last week. Now, when you understand that, Kathy, I mean, it's just the most amazing thing to walk in that kind of anointing. Now, you got to develop yourself. He said, go do the works that I do. Well, why don't we just raise the dead from everybody? Just go clean out a cemetery. Let me help you. You could. Jesus could, but he didn't. Just because you have the power to do something don't mean you do it. But there may come a time in your life when that must be required. But that's not going to happen unless you develop yourself to that level. You see what I'm saying? Developing. How do you do that? Faith come by hearing, hearing by the word of God, number one. Church is vitally important in your life because it's a place where you learn. Church is a school where you learn, not memorize. Most people go to church and memorize Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Let's go over to the Protestant rank. Oh, Lord Jesus, help us and bless us. Oh, Lord Jesus, take this burden from me. That's memorization. I'm talking about learning. When you learn something and know something, you'll even deal with that because you know in whom you have believed. There's the belief system. Then the knowing system is up here. Now, Kathy, what you want to say? Let's go into part two.
Well, I was just thinking about how we began it, talking about how Jesus said that, how did you say, in verse 28 of John chapter 6, he says, this is the work of God. Verse 29, excuse me. This is the work of God, that you believe in him whom he had sent.
Yes.
And back when he was addressing these people, these are the people that came to him because he had multiplied the loaves. He'd fed the multitudes.
Right.
And then they wanted to be able to do that same work themselves. And then they went into the discussion later in that same chapter 6 about how, well, Moses was here. He gave us bread from heaven.
Right. Yeah.
So they're thinking, well, Moses did it. I want to be able to do it too, like Moses did. This is when Jesus gave them the revelation of one of his great, of the seven I am statements. He said, I am the bread of life. And that's that was in verse 35. He says, I'm the bread, and he that comes to me shall never hunger, but he that believeth on me shall never thirst. So that was the key. Jesus was the bread of heaven. He came down.
That's right.
And so he says, you believe on me, you're going to have everything you need. You're not going to be thirsty. You're not going to be hungry. All your needs will be supplied. But the first work of God is always believe. And that was the result of that. So I think this is so significant how this is one of the longest chapters in the book Gospel of John. I think it has like 60-something verses, actually 71 verses.
Right.
And so this is so important, but he's the bread that came down from heaven. He said, not as your fathers did eat manna and are dead, he that eateth of this bread shall live forever. That's verse 58.
That is a big, that's a big statement.
It is.
All right, let me read what we read last week, St. John chapter 14, verse 1. Let not your heart be troubled. You see, those people were troubled. Well, yeah. I mean, you know, you got to give me some manna. How am I going to live? You believe also in God. Most people believe in God. Believe also in me. Me. I keep going back to me, as a person, not as a religious figure. Jesus did not come to produce Christianity. He came that you might know the Father.
That's so good.
And through knowing the Father, you would be born again.
Right.
That's how grace came, and the fruits of the Spirit and the nine gifts of the Spirit.
A fulfilled life. That's what
completely
I was going to say,
completely in every area. And it's just such a blessing of the Lord. Now, let me use myself. And I don't know about Kathy. I'm just talking strictly for me right now. In the natural, which means me, right? I don't need nothing.
A thing.
Not a thing. I wouldn't mind losing some weight again.
But that's not a need. That's you need to let it go.
No. That's learning to present your body a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service.
Discipline.
Yeah, don't try to give yourself excuses. Yeah, it's reasonable. Okay, but as far as, okay, this a bracelet. Those are gifts. They gave me a gift. This was a gift about 2 years ago, whatever it was. And a nice watch.
See, Last year, actually.
Yeah, I don't need nothing. Watch this, but I'll take $1 billion. Billion pounds, whatever currency you have, for God's kingdom. Because the Bible said when the gospel's preached to the world for a witness, it didn't say they have to receive it. Get that in your mind. They have to witness it, the end shall come. What I am doing in my lifetime right now is trying to get to heaven as fast as I can, not by my own personal rapture, which is by the grave, but by the rapture, which all of us go together. I've always liked crowds. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, I like being around a lot of people. Kathy also, can't you sometimes go out with just me? And I understand what she's saying, you know. Yeah, but me, the more the merrier. The more the merrier. Just bring them all. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'll pay for it all. I don't care. I like being around people. I like seeing people blessed and ministered. That's what we want
to
talk about.
I do too, but every now and then I like being by ourselves.
Yeah. You know, when Kathy talks to me, I got a habit of doing this. I'm going to do it. I don't know if you can see it on television. I start talking to her. I start looking over here. She goes, what you looking at? Look at me.
I want eye contact. I want you. And I think that's what the Lord wants. When we go to him.
Now she makes it a God thing.
He wants our full attention.
I get it
from God.
But I'm trying to remember what to say or do. Uh-huh. And I want to go back to this again. Revelation knowledge can... Intellectual knowledge cannot even touch it. Intellectual knowledge is induction and reason, range and research, and every kind of way, shape, or form, trying to figure out how this works. Intellectual activity. Oh, God. Range and research. And here's the third one, induction and reasoning. Well, revelation knowledge is, I'm going to make it simple. Okay. And watch this, you get to a point, and the Apostle Paul got there, that when they're going to kill the man, what does he say? He don't say, oh, Jesus, help me. Stop the pain, Lord. Oh, Lord. No, he says, I fought a good fight. My God, man. I finished my course. And I kept the faith.
I want to take it to another level when you finish that thought.
Okay, that thought. And Peter, we're going to kill you tomorrow. Herod, I'm going to kill you, Peter, tomorrow. An angel had to kick the boy in prison, chained up, sleeping. Most of us wouldn't be sleeping. We'd be making the sign of the cross. Oh, Jesus, help me. That's when you believe in him. Me. Not talking about Jesse me. Jesus me. Mm-hmm. Then the work of God. Go ahead, Kathy.
Yeah, I was just thinking about taking it to another level because Jesus said, this is the work of God, that you believe in him whom God has sent.
Right.
But and that's powerful and that's true. But once you believe, but there's another scripture that says, you know, even the devils believe and they tremble. So this is, and I love this part in Hebrews. So believing is the beginning, but you have to act on what you believe. You have to trust God and you have to follow through. Faith is acting on what you believe. That's one definition a lot of someone has said. I like this in Hebrews chapter 11. I thought we could go there right now because Hebrews chapter 11 is what they call the faith chapter. It lists all the what we call the heroes of faith and how they achieved the works that they did was because they believed. They had faith in God and what God had called them to do. I like verse 1 just says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, for by it the elders obtained a good report. And then verse 6 is where I really want to go, though, because it says, but without faith it is impossible to please him, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So believing in God is the first step, but you have to believe that he will reward. He's a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. Abraham received his reward. Noah received his reward. Different ones in faith in this whole chapter. You can see how
that's
they
Hebrews
received.
That's Hebrews 11, 6.
Hebrews chapter 11. The verse 6 is
what
the one.
What is the most important word in that verse 6? You know what it just
believe.
Hit me?
What?
Is.
Is.
Read it again.
Yeah, I underlined it right there.
Read it again. Read the whole verse
But
again.
Without faith, it is impossible to please him.
Watch it.
For he that cometh to God must believe that he is.
Stop. Me. That's me. That's Christ. That's a person.
Believe that
he is. Is what? Anything you can think of.
And that he is a rewarder. That is in there three different times.
Yeah.
And so let me see what it says in the Amplified, which is so powerful always.
Yes, it is.
Verse 6 says, but without faith it is impossible to please and be satisfactory to him. For whoever would come near to God must necessarily believe that God exists and that he exists.
Yeah.
And that he is a rewarder of those who earnestly and diligently seek him out. That's what Abraham did. He went after the one whose city
is.
And maker was God. He went out not knowing where he would go. God called him out in Genesis chapter 12.
That's
talks
that
about
I
that.
Am that I am.
Mm-hmm.
That's everything.
Let me see what the
That's plan. Revelation knowledge. That's not intellectual knowledge, intellectual activity, ranging research, induction and reason. As none of that has to do with it. This is.
Let me read the Passion Translation of verse 6.
Okay.
In Hebrews chapter 11, it says, and without faith living within us, it would be impossible to please God. For we come to God in faith, knowing that he is real and that he rewards the faith of those who give all their passion and strength into seeking him.
Read
that
verse
so
6,
good.
Baby. Read verse 6.
That is verse 6.
That is verse 6. I thought you said Hebrews 11, verse 1.
11, I'm sorry. 11, verse 6. That's what that is.
That's my point. See, this is why we
you
able
want me
to
read verse 1 in the Passion?
No, wait, let me just say, this is why we do this,
this
ministry.
Fun.
I mean, we could go on forever. I swear to God. Because we would be doing this in heaven, for God's sake, man. You think you're going to know the scripture, all of it here? You ain't even scratched the surface. I asked a very famous preacher one time. I mean, this man was a preacher of preachers. I said, my God, I guess you've preached the whole Bible. He said, Jesse, I got to Genesis chapter 1. In. He said, I didn't get to the or the beginning in these 60 years of preaching. It's so much. That's when he says, believe in me. I said that last week. I'm saying it again. You can't understand that with intellect And it's good to know Greek and good to know Hebrew, but sometimes Greek becomes Greek. So, you know, I know it's in the Greek, but where's Greek? But when you know the other development, the higher level of belief, and that's Hebrews 11, 1, they call it the hall of faith. All is trouble. And in this world, you have tribulation. They all had tribulation, but they believed in God. Women, out of all of them, to me, is the one that blew me away. Jesus came to deliver them. And they said, watch it. Don't deliver us. What? So we could obtain a better resurrection.
That's in Hebrews 11.
Yeah. Now, what did they see? What was so powerful in those women? Let me tell you what it was. One word. Me. Seeing Jesus so real. Forget about deliverance. Just give me you. You see, that's why I know God supplies all the needs of this ministry. All the desires of this ministry, all the wants of this ministry, all of it. And it takes millions a month. I wish it was a million. Millions a month to run this thing. You know, we have no intellectual activity or intellectual knowledge that you are going to be a partner. But God speaks to you through revelation knowledge and you send in financial support. Probably support that you need. But you're not seeing it as, you're seeing it as a seed so you can receive a harvest off of it. I don't care what country you live in. That ain't got anything to do with this. I don't care how poor the country is, how rich the country is. That ain't got anything to do with it. It has to do with believing in the person in whom God sent. Then the greater works comes. Then all the stuff that you want to see. Mm-hmm. Then it activates the five senses. But I know some great theologians, so smart, smarter than I could ever be, that don't even know God as a person here. Mm. But you talk about Greek scholars, Hebrew scholars, you talk about guys that can translate. Well, some of the people that stayed in the cave for 50 years, just trying, brilliant. Now, that's not dedication, commitment. I don't know what it is. But the whole key to this thing is that do you believe in him? Mm. And Jesus says it. You believe in God, believe also in me. And that's what we're talking about. And I want you to read some of these testimonies that we didn't get a chance to read last week. And so go ahead and do it.
This Badia says, I watch and worship with you every Monday morning from Melbourne, Australia. It's the best way to start my week. Thank you for being a blessing through your ministry.
Read the last one on the last page. It's kind of a big Chrissy was telling me about that one.
Yeah, I read it this morning.
Did you read
it? Came. Yeah,
read it. It's a little long, but I want you to listen to it.
It's been translated from Spanish into English, so I can read it. From Gabriella. Hello, I'm from Cordoba, Argentina. Today, for the first time, I watched the videos on this channel. The pastor's testimony of heaven was impactful for me. I continued listening to the messages all day. It has truly given me encouragement and courage to continue dealing with my health and financial situation. In our country, we are having a very hard time. We don't even have enough to eat or pay the bills. It's unfortunate that despite being such a rich country in rural areas and so many other things, the governments keep us oppressed.
So God's not doing that, huh?
No, she's not. She's recognizing that. It was not the Lord.
Right.
She's open. Her eyes are starting to get open.
Right.
And believing in God. So it goes on to say, my husband lost his job. We sold almost everything we owned, even some sewing machines from my sewing workshop. But these messages have restored my faith, allowing me to believe that the Lord Jesus can prosper my health and my work, and I can also stop suffering from basic needs. Thank you, thank you, and thank you so much for these messages filled with the Spirit of the living God. I have already subscribed to the channel and will watch all the videos you upload in Spanish. Thank you so much for the translation. May God bless you greatly, give you peace, health, and prosperity all the days of your lives. Greetings, beloved brothers and sisters in Christ. Blessings. Isn't that
this
wonderful?
This is from Cordoba, Argentina, Gabriella. We're going to pray for you right now. And the Bible said, if two of you agree. Okay. Chrissy, come up here. George, come up here. Get in front of the camera. These are people behind. Come on, Todd. Y'all get behind us. Come on, we're going to hold hands. Put your hand on my shoulder, Chrissy. George, put your hand on Kathy's shoulder and get in between us there. We're going to believe for you to get all your basic needs.
Thank you, Lord.
Everything you need, desire, and want. We're going to knock away the oppression of your government.
Thank you, Lord.
Because they have it. See, it's not God doing these things, people. Gabriella, it's not. It's man's inhumanity to man. Mm-hmm. So let us pray right now. I've never
Thank
done this
you,
before
Lord.
On this, but we want to do it. Father, in Jesus'
Thank
name.
Thank you, Jesus.
Gabriella sent us
sent
a
it.
Wonderful testimony, not yes. blaming you at all for this.
Thank you, Lord.
Lord, I ask you to return every sewing machine she has for her sewing business. I ask
Prosper
you to give her husband back his job over and above with a raise.
Thank
you know
you,
where
Lord.
They live in Cordoba, I believe it's Argentina. You said if two of us agree, look how many people around us are agreeing. And faith destroys all distance between us and her. So we speak it. Angels, go on assignment right now and bring those things that Gabriella needs, desires, and wants. And let
Thank
it be
you,
a
Lord.
Testimony to who God is. That's what we do. You told me to do this. That's revelation knowledge. That's not intellectual activity. This is revelation. Father, I'm believing that she's going to get it all back and send us another wonderful testimony. But instead of lack, abundance, spiritually, physically, financially, in every area. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. What a blessing of God. Thank
yes.
you, guys. We're still going. We've never done that before, but that's just how it
well,
works.
Well, you know, that's what's beautiful about this, our partners that help us to translate
amen.
Everything we do on social media in Spanish.
Right.
And I think within a week it gets posted. It takes a little time for that. We're working on other ways to speed that up.
Well,
but it's so exciting that we're not restricted by language in that Spanish. Where our goal, of course, is to have all of our things in every language.
George is here. He runs our, he's the director. Kathy told me, tell me if this is correct, on translations into Spanish, we spend about $200,000 a year. Well, there's something new coming up called AI, something that I could be talking and it could be translating in Spanish.
Instead of having someone
and all
else's
other languages,
voice,
Portuguese,
right.
French, whatever you want.
So
and we're looking into
we're
that. Am I correct,
it.
George? And we spend listen, just to put that in there, Gabriella, $200,000. That's a lot. I wish things were free, ladies and gentlemen. It's not. That's why I ask everybody to be a partner, because we need these things to do, get this gospel, so they can witness it. She came across that testimony. Now she's looking at everything.
She's binging.
Yeah. So what's going to happen, Gabriella? We pray.
I'm not sure how many things we have that are actually translated. I know the regular podcasts, all the things we do are translated from social media, but we
right.
also have sermons that are translated. Also, our magazine
yeah, all
has
kinds
a digital
of things.
Version that's available in
digital.
Spanish online.
And it doesn't cost anything to get it digitally.
And it's so wonderful because it always contains, it's all free.
Okay.
All of the English are, yeah. And actually, the magazine itself is free to others, but it postage, we have to pay to print and post
yeah.
it, which is a great investment in lives. Over 40 million of these have gone out since we started printing them many years
ago.
Spent
about $3 million, that includes posters and everything, on doing this stuff. Now, most people, I've had preachers say, well, you don't need to do that. Just put it on digital, and because that way it won't cost nothing. You have to pay the people to do it, but I'm talking about the actual paper and print and color. Well.
And mailing.
Kathy, see this? That's that iPad. You notice I don't have one. I'm a book person. So when I read something, I like a book in my hand. Kathy reads something, she likes an iPad in her hand.
Because I have
nothing
like
wrong with
several
that.
Translations
yeah.
I've just read
just
from
such
several
a blessing.
Of them.
So we're going to do this because some people, they're not what I call computer savvy. That's all right. We got this. We can send it to you. And
you'll
be
blessed. Why we do broadcast TV as
Amen.
Well, because not
Amen.
Everyone has access to download the data in different countries.
I'm asking all the pastors and ministers that preach this glorious gospel to do not complicate something that's very simple.
Yes.
And that's revelation knowledge. It's got to come through your spirit. But the minute you try to mix that with intellectual activity, range and research, induction and reasoning, you get into homiletics, hermeneutics, philosophy, theology, which is good, don't misunderstand me. But sometimes you can miss the fullness of what God is saying. And I believe in academics, man. I believe in education. I tell people, you need to go to school. I believe in all that. Don't misunderstand me. Boy, but to know God here instead of here. And when you, thank you, Holy Ghost. He's just when you know God here, There are no limitations. Mm. Everything becomes unlimited. So when God tells me to, like I told you last week, we believe in, we got two projects that's going to cost $20 million, not a piece, but $10 million a piece. $20 million. God said we got a $20 million donor coming. I got this here. If I think this here, Jesus, who's going to give $20 million? I don't know nobody could just give away $20 million. You want something bigger than that? I had a man get mad at me one time, not too long ago. How much money will it take to shut your mouth? I couldn't believe what he said. I said this, $6,364,000,000 and change. You got a check, buddy? He freaked him out. $6 billion. What do you need that for? 14 satellites, 7 low orbit, 7 high orbit, all the other stuff, the different things we take. And then not long ago, we got a $1 billion prophecy. So I added that on the top. More than enough. Mm-hmm. I'm going to use it all for the kingdom. I just told you I don't need any. I got everything I need. But I'll take $1 billion. I'll take $20 billion for the gospel. And you know, I didn't think, Kathy. I thought, with that kind of money, you could touch the world. It's going to take more than that. Trillions and trillions of dollars are being spent to touch this world in marketing and all kinds of other. It takes right. So much money to do it.
The gospel's but the most important message this world
yes,
needs
indeed.
To hear.
But we're going to get it. You know why we're going to get it done? You believe in God, Jesse? Yeah. Believe also in me.
Amen.
So I'm going to say it. I'm like Abraham. I consider not.
Right.
And I stagger not. And I'm fully persuaded that I will complete my destiny, reach my destination. You will become a partner with my ministry. I'll become a partner with you, my Lord, in getting this gospel into you in every which way, shape, or form. You're going to help us financially. I promise you I won't take a nickel or a dime of it. I'll put it 100% in the world evangelism. I'm already blessed, man. God been good and gracious to me. Let me show you this watch. I got a little time. See this watch? This was bought for me. We are walking. Listen, we were in Las Vegas. I was preaching for my good friend David Sheeran and Vicky Sheeran at Word of Life there in Las Vegas, Nevada. Now watch this. We were with some other friends. We were walking. Kathy saw this watch in the window. Now, let me show you something. I looked at it. It's a Breitling. That's what you call it, a Breitling watch. I said, that's a beautiful watch. That's all I said. I got to watch what I say because I get it. You know what Kathy said? Well, I'm going to go buy it for you.
Well, it was your birthday weekend.
That, yeah, it was
that
my
wasn't
birthday
the
weekend.
Time you were preaching there, though. I think that was
yes,
another
it was.
Time.
I put some. Anyway, to make a long I remember my meetings, Mama. Anyway,
yeah,
to make a long story,
too much
you don't, because you don't travel as much as I do. Watch this. Let's just listen to the story.
After this meeting.
Yeah, okay, just listen. Watch this. She said, I'm going to buy it for you. Someone went in the store before I could get to this. Paid for the watch, bought it, gave it to Kathy. Kathy gave it to me. I didn't ask for it. I didn't have a chance. Kathy was so kind to want to buy it for me. Okay? That was nice. God sent someone else. So since I got blessed, let me have your hand.
And that was the time you, the next one you
the
added.
Next day.
Not the next day, then 2 months later.
No.
Just believe me. Don't argue.
Lord, help her, Jesus.
Don't argue. Just listen.
You can't touch this mind, Kathy. This is.
Do you need help today?
No, I don't need help. Okay.
That's a good job.
But the helper is supposed to be a comforter, and you're not being comfortable
that's
right now.
That's because
you're
not receiving.
Do you see this?
Okay.
Hold it up there. Mom. Okay. Like, this is a Breitling. She saw this. Same as this.
It's the ladies' version. Yes, you did. For my birthday.
Yes.
That was our
yes,
birthday
that was a blessing.
Last
so
year.
My point is, it's not the day, the time, and the hour.
Right, so
the point is this. Look at me. This. Before you ask, I will answer. But you're not going to get it till you understand you believe in God. Believe also in me.
That's right.
You know, I could do another one of these things.
No,
we could go
finish.
Five sessions here.
Keep going. I want to read a testimony.
This thing is getting bigger and bigger. Go ahead, Kat.
Testimonies are good. This one kind of flows in line with that because you're really talking about childlike faith.
Yes.
Just believing God. So Lorene says, I often thought if we could raise a child to truly believe the words of the Bible without any doubt of what they read, what an incredible journey they would have in this life.
Right.
Jesse, you come to the throne with childlike faith,
praise
and I love that you preach it. Thank you for preaching the word as it is written and not doubting the power that we have through Jesus. I'm praying for wisdom and discernment and declare in Jesus' name that God will give it to me and help me be a blessing to many, many others, including you and your team. So this is exactly what we're preaching about today and actually last week as well. This is childlike faith to just believe God.
We do grow to the fullness of stature of Christ, but we're not God's adults. We're God's children.
Right.
Praise the Lord.
That's right. And then
go ahead, babe.
Sandra says, unlimited appreciation for Dr. Jesse for this encouraging faith facts message. So they watched one of those other programs that we do is
Faith to Facts. A little 5 minute segment.
If you haven't seen them, you need to go. They're just 5 minutes of great power.
Ooh,
anyway,
yeah.
She goes on to say, I will meditate on this. This is your e-girl, an e-member, watching from South Carolina. I love you both.
An e-girl.
hadn't heard. We talk about e-members, but an e-girl. Yeah. So that means electronically. We're connected in the spirit realm.
Yeah.
Even though we don't maybe get to be with you in person, sometimes I believe you will one day get to come and visit us here, or we'll see you there in that area. This last one, I have another one here. Another one from Angel, translated from Spanish again. Thanks for the video. I love this preacher's grace. It inspires progress.
Oh, glory to God.
And then this last one, this was more of, this is prosperity related. So important to believe God.
Go ahead.
It says, I sowed a seed in October to get a new car. I called it done and didn't think about it anymore. On December the 21st, I received a $2,500, $20,500 SUV. He says debt. I don't understand that part. I didn't pay anything since that $200 seed that I sowed. It works when faith is worked.
She sowed a $200 seed and got
about a $20,000 SUV.
What a blessing.
Debt-free, I think, is what she meant.
Yeah, that's what
to
I mean.
Say. Left a word out. But
the anointing is on us, ladies and gentlemen. If you want to be a partner, and you should, because this is a good ministry, go to jdm.org and you can donate. You can use whatever you want to give, that's fine. PayPal if you want to use that. Text to give a one-time donation or a recurring one. Or you can go to our free JDM apps and select the giving you want. Or you could just mail in a check through the post office. 100% of what you give goes into World Evangelism. I love saying that because we've been debt-free since 1982. Mm-hmm. We don't pay no interest on nothing. Everything you see is debt-free. Why? So that 100% of your seed goes in the World Evangelism.
To help others learn about this great God that we believe in, and because we believe in Him, we're able to do great things
believe,
for Him.
You believe in God?
Believe also in me.
That's the work that Jesus talks about. Until next week, Jesse and Kathy saying, we love you. See you soon. God bless you. Bye-bye.